Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, number 94. New board, jump up off the floor. I got my wingman, Alex.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
And it's going to be an epic episode. Why, my friend?
Because it always is.
That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Now, what do you call it? I'm just going to let everybody know it is actually Sunday, not Monday.
It is Sunday.
Although we do release on Tuesdays.
Yes.
We're actually doing a Sunday show.
Yeah, we're doing a Sunday
show.
Yep.
And you want to know why? We're going to tell you that in a minute. First and foremost, we want to make sure you know Within Brim Skin is brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, Making Soy Sauce Cool Again, Manitail Hair Care Products,
Discover the Secret,
and Beyer Dynamic High Quality Audio Technology, the right product for everything you need, and Zoom North America. Thanks for everything you do. So what do you call it? For today, Alex, Mr. Greer, and yours truly have been in this studio since 8 a.m. I wasn't redoing it because I'm not an engineer.
Entire studio.
I was here for moral support and anything they needed.
He was here for moral support. I'll give him that.
You know, what do you call it? Rewiring the entire studio because we got a new board. We got a Zoom L20.
Yeah, Zoom L20.
Which is this ginormous thing. It's like a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful piece of equipment.
It looks very pretty.
It's just new. And different.
And it is new and different.
You know, we're trying to figure out, okay, well, how are we supposed to use this now? So, everything is, look, Alex is a genius. So, you know, we're here, we're doing it, it's working, but it's not, not everything is.
Might be a little bit of an overstatement on the genius, but thank you.
it's what you call it. It's just not, you know. It's not up to snuff with what we normally have going on right now because we've got to update a couple of things.
Yeah, I got to fix some issues. There are some little bugs that I need to work out.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Like, even though we're doing that now, I sound different inside
my
ears.
I know.
You hear it too?
I can hear it too.
It's so weird. Now, hopefully we're not recording in like that.
No. We're fine. Recording in. Promise.
Right. Just making sure.
Yeah.
What do you call it? So, I guess we need to do this.
Today's secret word is...
Hanukkah. Ah! And why do we say that?
I don't know. Why did
because
we say that?
Because it is Hanukkah time. My friends,
I never
would
have guessed. Never knew.
What are you talking about?
Had no idea.
Do you not celebrate the joys of Hanukkah?
I don't even know what a Jew is.
You are a Jew. You're a red-headed Jew.
I've been celebrating Hanukkah. Have you been lighting your candles?
Of course I've been lighting my candles. Oh, what are you talking about? I do it every night. I've got the kids. We've got three different menorahs. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing, you know.
I have more menorahs than you.
I had four, but
I still have way more than
that. Oh, that's right, because you have like 20 brothers.
Yes, exactly. My mom goes overboard with menorahs. I think we have probably close to 15, 16 in the house.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, you're telling me 15 to 16 freaking, why?
We can pick a different menorah for every night.
That's craziness.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
That's craziness. Like 16 menorah. That's like
she
overboard.
Really likes menorah. Like she has one made of crystal that we don't use. She has one that's made that's like hand, carved.
Okay.
And it's Noah's Ark. And it's all the animals. It looks really pretty.
That's nice.
Where
do you keep them all? Like, do you have like a storage thing for
them?
Or?
So we have underneath our staircase, kind of like in Harry Potter, there's like a little closet area, but nobody lives in there. So,
are you sure you don't live there, Alex?
I'm sure.
I don't know. I think there might be something going on. You
not
know
that
saying?
Closet. So we.
Wow.
So we keep all of our holiday decorations underneath that little stair closet. That's where all the menorahs go until Halloween, and then Halloween. Oh my God! Until Hanukkah, and then they come out. They all come out.
They all come out of the closet.
They all
at the same
come out
time.
Of the closet at the same
they,
time. Yeah.
They get a little hanky panky with each other. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if that's in the Jewish tradition. I don't know. I didn't read that part in my Torah.
I blame Canada.
So, what do you call it?
Funny story with that. I've been watching every single South Park episode.
Really?
That is my new to-do at the moment.
Why?
Because I think South Park is kind of like genius. Like,
that's
if you go back and watch like season 4, season 5, they're talking about things that are still relevant today. Like, they're talking about, like, I was in season 4 and they were talking about school shootings. And I was like, wow, that really goes to show you that this has been a problem forever.
Yeah.
They were, and what else were they talking? They're just, everything is just so relatable. It's so relatable. Even years and years down, it's still genius.
You know what I've been watching?
What?
I've been watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That's cool.
I love the show, and I know one of my good friends for many years is Nick Brendan, who plays Xander.
Okay.
So what do you call it? And I know a couple of the other people who, mm-hmm. the person who plays Cordelia and what do you call it, some of the other characters. But what do you call it, you know, Spike and, you know, people like that from just the con world. But, you know, but Nick, you know, was, and I were very close. So
right.
What do you call it? So at the end of the day, you know, watching it years later all over again, first of all, there's a bunch that I don't remember, but two,
right, of course, always is.
You're talking about like 20 years ago, you know, and but what's funny is that, like, I'm watching it and I'm going, like, you know, I can't watch it the same knowing Nick, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when, like, you know somebody in it, it, like, kind of, you're like, oh, they I know how they're acting.
But here's the thing, like, I can watch Walking Dead and be like, okay, well, Walking Dead, and I'm friends with plenty of the people on,
right,
Walking Dead, and it's still the same. I can watch, you know, Teen Titans and be like, oh, you know, the voices of the guys, and yeah, you know,
yeah,
it's,
yeah,
like, oh yeah, it's cool, but, you know, it's still the characters and everything. With Nick, I, like, am watching, I'm like, oh man. You
know,
oh, I mean?
Nick.
Like, I could see something,
well,
going on in his,
I,
head,
I feel,
right,
like,
now,
with certain personalities, like, yeah, when you get to know them, then that's all you can focus on when you're watching the show, I guess.
It's true. I guess. Being in entertainment ruins entertainment for me.
Yeah. A lot of people say that being in the field that you're in ruins it for you.
Yeah. You know what else I've been watching? I've been watching The Evolution of Hip Hop on Netflix.
That sounds cool.
And basically, it's, you know, it's got a few seasons already, and I started watching it a while ago, and then I dropped the ball on it. And, you know, for those of you who aren't aware, I grew up in Uniondale, New York. You know, right behind me lived Charlie Brown, C. Brown of, what do you call it, Leaders of the New School, what do you call it? I grew up with you know, C. Brown, Dinko, you know, Busta Rhymes, all these cats, you know what I mean? Right down the block from me was LL Cool J's, what do you call it, cousin, so I saw LL all the time. I got to know LL, you know, Houdini, their cousins were right,
that's
across the street, you know what I mean? So they were around all the time. What do you call it, Flavor Flav, Chuck D and Public
Flavor
Enemy.
Flav, he had the big clock, right?
Yep, and what do you call it, Salt and Pepper, and a bunch of others. They used to come to the friendlies that I used to work at all the time, so I knew all these people. Like, when I caught back up with Flav after years out in L.A., he stopped and he's looking at me, he's like,
I know you from somewhere.
And I'm like, yeah, you son of a bitch. I said, you know who I am. And he goes, oh, man. It was like, but anyway, so I'm very in tune with hip hop. You know, being a former drummer, you know, like, I used to play, like, all my stuff hip hop style. Even when I was playing heavy music, I always had that backbeat of hip hop.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so hip hop meant a lot to me, and it means a lot to me. So, you know, watching, you know, The Evolution of Hip Hop on Netflix is kind of like one of those things where I'm really enjoying,
yeah,
you know, because,
you know,
I know what's going on.
You live some of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back with some more with In Brim Skin.
Hey guys, this is Robert Davi from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim Skin with Brimstone. So get ready to rumble, pals.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or... teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yabba!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.beyerdynamic.com.
Hey, 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 what's up, ladies and gents? You're listening to Within Brim's Skin.
Yes.
With Brim.
And Alex.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hells yeah.
Back to basics, motherfucker. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I'll edit it.
Yeah,
out.
I forgot about all that.
No. You're all good.
So, what do you call, like, this is like a new equipment week. So, we've got all this. I got my new laptop, which I honestly, I didn't think I was going to get my laptop until, like, in January, like, 7th or 4th or something like that. And
laptops are fun.
Yeah, no, well, I needed it. So, my other laptop, first of all, it's old already. It's like 5-6 years old. You
right.
know? And not only was I out of, like, space, more or less, but it's old, so it's not, you know, it's not doing the things I needed to do, and it's not keeping up with the Joneses, more or less. So
right.
you know, I you know, and then all of a sudden the internet decides it doesn't want to work, you know, and I need to be on the internet to get the things that I need to get done, you know. So
yeah, of course.
You know, so that was a bust. So I'm like, all right, fine. I'm gonna get a new one. Let me figure out what I'm gonna get. And I did my due diligence, and I got what do you call it? A Dell Inspiron 14 5000.
Oh,
so what do you call it? Which is
Ooh.
A 2-in-1. So this
sounds nice.
So it's
sounds fancy.
It's the laptop, and then it flips into the tablet, which you could use the touchscreen for. And oh, that sounds nice. That sounds much nicer.
Yeah, I'm doing some things. I'm working.
Oh, that's good.
I'm working my audio magic.
There you go. And you know, so for me, you know, just trying to navigate through all this new garbage that they have that you've got to do. So when you get a new laptop now, it's really stupid because now you have to have a Microsoft account.
Yes, yes, so, you need to have a Microsoft account.
It's dumb. And you know, like, so now I have to go remember what the hell my Microsoft account email was.
You can make a pin.
Password and all that. Yeah, but you have to do that too. And then, but now, so like I have a couple different things, you know what I mean? It's just nuts. Then, now that you can use your fingerprint to get onto the computer, too. So, you know, and for the different...
You can use your fingerprint to get onto a computer?
Yes. So, my fingerprint, you know what I mean, can be used to get on the computer.
Huh,
so, in order to get onto different what do you call it, to different accounts on my computer,
yeah.
I have to use different, you know, my different fingers.
Right.
So, it's bizarre. It's bizarre. And I mean, I'm enjoying the new computer. I've only had it for like a day and a half. But, you know, I'm just trying to figure it out, you know, is just, you know, I'm not a young buck anymore. I'm not old, but I'm not young, you know, so just trying to navigate the new technology sometimes is just aggravating as all sin. And then, I came to the studio today and I was like, all right, I'm going to move over a bunch of my stuff from the studio.
Yep.
So this way I have, you know, that when I'm out and so forth and I'm updated. And then guess what happened? Son of a bitch, what do you call it?
Couldn't do anything.
Well, I moved a bunch of the stuff over, and then I go to start working on it, and it turns out that when Zambo did the, what do you call it, my computer here, the desktop, he did, what do you call it, he put on some kind of, like, encryption, so now anything that I put on that, like, that I did new on the computer and then moved over to the external drive, let me open it. It's encrypted. So now I have to wait for him to sit and figure out how to unencrypt the crap.
Well, but he doesn't know how to unencrypt it?
Well, he's not here. No. I don't know how to unencrypt it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to go about it and how to do it or how to give permissions or, you know, like, I don't know any of that. So he's going to have to help me with that, which is like, okay, not like you have a million other things that you got to get done.
He's kind of got a lot that he has to do now.
Yeah, well, with the
he's
new
got a
studio
lot on
setup,
his plate.
It's just a lot of stuff.
It is a lot.
It's a lot. It's
absolutely
crazy, you know, and, you know, with the Hanukkah spirit. Ah! What do you call it? Seriously, here's another one here. And meanwhile, it's that time of the year that Home Alone is playing every goddamn second.
Oh my God.
I am so sick of that goddamn movie.
I'm sick of Christmas music.
No, I'm not sick of that music.
Well, you don't. I work at a place where they play it nonstop.
What, at home?
No. Oh, my God.
Anyways, what do you call it? With all the new holiday things going on and different things, like, there's, like, gingerbread houses now, but Oreo houses. They're made of Oreo cookies and stuff like that.
I'll have an
so
Oreo cookie.
Haley was making one of those yesterday where she made, like, this gingerbread house, but it's, like, Oreo chocolate cookie kind of thing. Which is bizarre, but she did a very nice job.
Sounds interesting.
You know what I mean? Meanwhile, taking a step back to what we were talking about with, like, because I'm watching Buffy on Hulu, and then I'm watching Evolution of Hip Hop on Netflix.
Oh, my God, I wanted to say something, actually, about that.
About Netflix?
No, about hip hop.
Okay, hold on.
I'll hold the thought.
Netflix is raising their freaking rates yet again.
That's why I unsubscribed from Netflix.
Yeah, but, I mean, It's I don't know.
I don't like Netflix. Netflix crossed the line with me when they didn't remove Cuties from their platform.
Oh, do they still have it on there?
Yes, they do.
Oh, I have no idea.
It's horrible.
Yeah, no, I don't want to know anything about it.
Exactly.
Them.
Anyway, hip hop. Right.
Yeah.
So I think I talked about this on GHR, but I don't think I talked to you about this on WBS. There was like a war going on Twitter about this song by Ludacris called Rollout.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I figured I'd mention it on WBS. Basically, half the people that listen to the song hear the word out starting the beat. So roll out, and like that's where they hear the home beat. But where it's actually supposed to be, it's supposed to be the beat after out, which is causing a lot of like, oh no, I'm sorry. It's reverse. I hear roll out on 3 and 4. So 1, 2, roll out. 1, 2, roll out. That's totally not how you're supposed to hear it. You're supposed to hear it out. 1, 2, 3, roll out. 2, 3, I'm hearing it one beat later than it should, and roughly half of the people that listen to the song also hear it that way.
Yeah.
So if you look up drum covers, half of the drummers start the beat on beat 2.
Interesting.
But it's just because of the way that it's an auditory illusion. Do you remember the Dress? Black or yellow, white and gold?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
So weird.
It's very weird.
It's just dumb.
I also found another one. Another weird one.
Oh.
So there was a audio clip going around, and 43% of people heard the word Yanny, and 57% of people hear the word Laurel.
Yeah. I've seen that one.
You've seen that one. Which one do you hear?
I don't remember. I think it was Yanny.
I can't believe you. I think you're crazy. I don't understand how you hear Yanny. I hear Laurel clear as day.
Oh, wait, no, maybe it might be Laurel. Laurel.
Yeah, Laurel.
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 But what's very interesting is I found a video on YouTube that pitch shifts it up and down.
Uh-huh.
When it gets to a low enough pitch, I started to hear Yanny.
It's just weird.
It's very weird.
It's all audio stuff and, you know, messing with things.
But it's funny. It's funny how people can feel and interpret things differently. Like,
Well, just like the presidency, Alex.
Yeah.
I don't want to start that right now.
Jesus Christ. Yo, did you hear about the big thing that they're claiming now with the suitcases, pulling them out from under the table?
What?
Oh, yeah. So there's a clip going on around online of in Georgia after the pollsters, like, or after the counters cleared out, they took like 3 or 4 briefcases out from underneath tables mm-hmm. and continued counting ballots. But what people don't understand is that those were the mail-in ballots that mm-hmm. were already like pre, like, they weren't gone through, but they were pre I guess not opened, but they were prepped to be counted.
Right.
And so they were prepped, put underneath the table, and then they counted all the in-person voting first. And then after that was done, they told a lot of people to go home, and they didn't need a lot of people, and then they counted the mail-in ballots.
Right.
And people are using that video as a way to say that they just, you know, the ballot dumps that
right.
Trump keeps talking about, that's what they're claiming they were, ballot dumps.
Here's the thing. Trump lost by a big amount.
He did. He actually
did. And he's being a sore loser about it. And he knows what's waiting for him when he gets out. And the fact of the matter is what he's doing right now is disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting. And with that, I think we need to end this segment, and we'll be right back with Within Brim Skin.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes!
Hey, what's cracking? This is the Wild Z from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone. Hey.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant. radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
And we're rolling out. It's a controversy, baby. Anyway, back to WBS. What do you call it? So, Alex, like, I don't know if you saw this. This is the thing that always drives me freaking crazy and it pisses me off.
I saw
okay?
it.
What?
I don't know.
You definitely didn't see that. Well, maybe you did. So, again, there was another murder-suicide.
Okay. Oh,
a 91-year-old woman was killed by a 31-year-old man. Okay. He killed her, then he killed himself. Why?
Are you sure it wasn't the other way around?
No.
Those grannies, man, they can attack out of nowhere.
I know, right? So, let me tell
I've heard stories.
It's pretty crazy.
Bro, it's brutal.
I mean, it could have been a you know, a Tinder date gone wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, man, Tinder date gone wrong?
You know, I don't know. Maybe he swiped.
That's a big age difference.
Left or right. I don't know how that thing works.
I think you swipe left on people that you don't want to date, and you swipe right on people that you do want. Well, not date, hook up. Let's be real.
Yeah, it's, well, yeah. I mean, they didn't have these things when I was a kid.
No. But see, the thing is, there's an argument that it almost makes it harder because usually the people that, like, you know, actually get, not the people that get together are people that are good looking. Like, okay. If you're not good looking on the app, you just get swiped right past.
Wow.
So it's really for like the top like 20%ers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least in my opinion anyway.
Fair enough. I mean, there's some crazy. I know some ugly people that are on there that get some age lots.
If you have some,
that's the only reason why I really know about it.
If you have some low standards, I mean, you could really find anything on there.
Wow, that's kind of messed up, though. Like, I don't know, man.
To me, that's not. I mean, people have been doing it forever, though. Like,
the whole
about it. People have been doing it forever. Before Tinder, there was Craigslist.
Wait, hold on. Really? They did it on Craigslist?
Oh, you did not know about this?
No.
Oh my God, there's an entire section on Craigslist for like favors or like whatever.
No.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And it's still going on?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's probably like psychos ready to kill you.
Absolutely.
It is, right?
Oh yeah.
I gotta believe it.
Yeah, if you search Craigslist J-O buddy, you'll find a crap ton.
J-O... What? Why?
Yeah, you know what it means, right?
Oh!
Wow.
Wow.
Were you nuts?
That's some crazy stuff.
Isn't
there.
Isn't that weird? You want to hear the weirdest one that I heard about?
Which one?
Guy was looking for a J-O buddy while they watch a hurricane go by. And his fantasy was that they both get sucked up into the hurricane as they...
Are you
finish.
Serious?
Yes.
Wow.
Swear to God, real Ed.
So they want
to...
Wow.
Yeah. No, they don't want the full thing. Just the J-O buddy.
Can you
because,
give me some relief?
Because apparently if they look at each other's, that's gay.
Oh, hold on a minute.
I knew it. I knew you were going to be like...
So it's... Wait. Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, they cannot exchange hands. They can't exchange hands. They just... Next to each other.
Ew.
And it's not gay. Like, apparently they're not gay. No homo.
How did we get here?
You said something about...
But how did we get...
Oh, because we were talking about
here.
Tinder.
Jesus Christ.
And then I said that people have been doing this forever.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay.
People are weird. Just let people be people, I guess.
Listen,
as long as they're not hurting anybody.
I don't care what the hell you people do. You do you. That's it.
Hey, I'm not into that.
You could do you even if you're near somebody else doing themselves.
I just
don't want to know about
I just laugh at them. I think they're stupid.
Ay, 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 ay. Things are crazy, man.
But what do you call it?
People are crazy.
People are crazy. I mean, we've seen that. We've seen that, especially the last 4 years, how crazy people can get.
Oh, my God.
You know, but, you know, it is what it is. How much time we have, by the way?
We got like 5 minutes left.
Oh, 5 minutes. So, what do you call it? New episode of God's School on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Just launched, and I made my
debut.
That's
where God goes to school to learn how to be a god.
No.
And it's great.
It's all the Greek gods. It is all the Greek gods. Anyway, it is an awesome series, actually. And what do you call it? I've been so psyched because I've been waiting for, you know, to make my debut on it.
Do you think they're going to fight each other in the end?
I can't, Alex.
What?
God damn it.
Listen, I'm a little psycho today. I woke up at 6 in the morning, got here at 8.
I know.
And it is now 4:30.
I know. I got here, I got to sleep at 2:30. I woke up at 7. And then I got, you know, I didn't, I was like, F that jazz. I'm not getting
you
out
were
of bed.
Probably like, Alex isn't going to be there by 8.
I didn't think you were going to be here by 8. And then you didn't respond to me. And then I was like,
driving.
And I was like, okay, he's definitely sleeping right now.
Nope.
And then you got back to me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to drag my ass out of the bed now.
Yeah, he was like, all right, when are you going to be there? What's your ETA? I didn't get back to him. And then all of a sudden he gets a text message that says now.
I was like, all right, time to go. Yeah.
I told you I'd be here at 8. Or I told you I'd be here at between 7 and 8, depending on how tired I was in the morning.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So, what do you call it? We're both a little loopy.
Yeah, we're a little loopy.
But so the new episode of God's School.
Oh, that's perfect, too, because I'm also a fruit.
Oh,
Fruit
my
Loops.
God. Oh, my Lord. I'm sitting here going serious, and you're talking about that.
Fruit Loops? I love Fruit Loops. They're
Fruit
great
Loops.
Cereal.
It is a great cereal. Yeah. Yeah. That brings me to Cereal Killers.
Ah, what that transition.
See that
awesome.
Transition? You like that?
Yeah,
see, I'm
I do.
Good at this thing. I am kind of like a professional when I'm not
kinda
feeling like
crap.
Kind
of like a professional. Only kind of.
Yeah, well, if my equipment worked properly, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's not my fault. That is not my fault.
No!
Don't blame me. I didn't even want to do this today. No. I actually do like doing this, but it's rough when, you know, just me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, Tom was here to help you a little bit.
Tom was here to clean up.
To clean up. We love you, Tom.
I love you, Tom. Thank you for the moral support. I really appreciate it.
It's okay. I was just as useless. But what do you call it? You know, it's just, you know, I didn't want you to have to be here by yourself anyway.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate that.
But what do you call it? So, yeah, so Cereal Killers, I'm playing the role of Terror T. Not only is it going to be the video game, but it's also going to be an anime as well.
It's going to be an anime?
So we just found out. Yeah, so it's going to be an anime,
too. Like an anime or a cartoon? Like, are they doing this in Japan?
No, they're doing it here, so it's a cartoon.
Then it's a cartoon.
Okay, same difference.
It's not the same difference.
That depends on the style, bro.
It's no.
If it's not done in Japan, you're not going to consider it anime?
If it's not done in Japan, yeah, actually, yes.
Okay.
Anime is specifically region. Like even if Korea came out with technically what is an anime, like it looks exactly like an anime, but because it's made in South Korea, it's not an anime. Which is weird, but that's just how it works.
Well, we got, I'm doing an animated series with them. So
animated series.
So we're going to do, I'm doing Terror T there. So that's exciting. Back to God's School that came out the other day, came out yesterday, which means if you're listening to this on Tuesday when we launch, this came out on Saturday. So what do you call it? It is the new episode. You hear me at the beginning last week last time on God's School. And then you hear my character at the end. Because something happens. I don't want to say what it is because you got to watch it. But then I make my debut in the fourth episode. So what do you call it? So you hear me in this one. You're going to know my character in the next episode. Very excited about that. And what do you call it? What's really, really cool is that the show itself looks like you're watching Disney. You know
what
I mean?
That's sick.
It's such a beautifully done piece. And the guy does it by himself. And
it's one guy?
It's one guy. He does all the work himself. And that's why it takes so long in between.
Kind of like the gorillas.
Yeah, he does it all himself. Also, what do you call it? You and I are going to have to get in sometime soon. I got to wait until I get the role, but the character that I'm doing. But I'm actually going to be doing Viking Vengeance ARPG on Steam. So
nice.
We're going to get a Viking.
So we're going to do a game. You're going to have to do a Viking voice.
I got to do a Viking voice.
You're going to have to.
I can do a Viking voice. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I have to do Norwegian.
That sounds Russian.
That's bad. I have to do
I think what you have to. You
I have to do an Icelandic accent.
You have to go watch How to Train Your Dragon again.
Viking! No, man, I can do it. I'm just not ready for it right now. Okay. So I've got to study for it. And remember, guys, if you've got the Oculus or if you're getting the Oculus Quest 2, you can play Finger Gun where, you know, you got me playing Wyatt.
Finger Gun.
Alex did all the all the engineering for the, you know, my sound. So what do you call it? You can go download the demo, play it, enjoy it, hear me making fun of you.
Hear me roar.
It is so much fun. But
I'm so loopy today.
Well, you can stay loopy because it's about that time.
Yeah, I get to go home.
listen, everybody, we thank you so much for tuning in to Within Brimskin.
Yeah, we love you guys. Real talk, we do.
Love you, love you, love you.
Absolutely. Love you all lots.
As always, please rate, review, subscribe.
And have a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah.
Yes, hit us up on all the social media.
All of them. Every single one.
Hanging again with you.
Next week.
Thank you.